This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Welcome to another episode of Best Show Bests, the greatest hits of the best show, with me, your host, Tom Sharpling. If you like what you hear, make sure you join us every Tuesday night on Twitch at 6 p.m. Pacific for a brand new episode of the Best Show featuring callers, celebrity guests, live music, and plenty of surprises. Enjoy! We already have a guest, is what you're saying.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, let's do it. And we're only going to take 5 minutes of your time. Yeah. We're not burning yet. We'll plug anything you want to plug. You come on in. We'll plug. Let's see who the first guest is. Beep, boop, 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 beep, boop, boop, beep, beep, boop, boop. Boop. Hey. Look at this. As I live and breathe, it's so exciting.
Are you excited?
I am. We have Open Mike Eagle here.
You don't look excited.
Well, I have 3 hours. If I'm at 10, I fall asleep after an hour and a half.
You got to have a baseline, something to go up from.
Exactly. I got to pace myself. And of course, Max Beasley, my friend Max, is here.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
I think it's going well.
This is exciting. Thank you for coming.
I am so happy to be here. Yeah. You have no idea.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, I could counter and say, you don't seem so excited.
Oh, well, I'm a black American rapper, so I have to have this like little bit of sense of cool all the time.
It's
belying my inner chaos.
Okay, well, of course.
But I have to wear the costume or else they'll take my card.
They'll take your card, but somewhere inside you want to be like Tom Cruise dancing on the table.
Yeah, that resonated with me because I have that part of myself.
When he jumped on the couch and was... Yeah.
Because he was excited about his girlfriend.
He was excited about Katie.
That he held auditions for.
Look.
Tom, sorry to interrupt. Could you ask our guests to get a little bit closer to the mic, please?
I think you just would you be able to get a little closer to the mic?
I don't know if I can. I'm pretty close to it.
How's that?
Check 1, 2. Hello.
That's better. Thank you.
Can people
hear
me?
That's perfect.
Okay,
thank
great.
You. Yeah. It's a live show. It's like. Uh-huh. So it's an ongoing concern. So how are you doing? Thank you for coming down.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you, Max, for bringing me.
First person I thought of when I saw the post.
Amazing.
That didn't make any sense to me at all. But then he explained it, and then it made a little bit of sense. Then.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's been going on lately for you? Let's do an overall catch up.
All right.
I've been a longtime fan.
What?
Yes.
That's surprising. We have a lot of mutual friends, though.
What kind of mutual friends do you
like
have?
Paul F. Tompkins.
Sure.
He's a good buddy. Actually, he's the only one I can think of now because my brain ain't working so good.
Yeah. Lance Bangs.
Lance Bangs. Well, yeah. Lance is Earth's friend.
Yeah. He is.
He's everybody's friend.
We might as well list who Lance isn't friends with at true. This point. No, but I love Lance is amazing.
He is.
And so is Paul F. Tompkins is amazing. Mm-hmm. Love everybody. And I saw Lance. Lance is one of those people who just like.
Appears.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Thing. Yeah. Suddenly, like I remember like, because he's like he lives on the West Coast. I'm in New Jersey at the time. And I go to a secret LCD sound system show when they're just coming back.
That sounds
it's like,
right.
Oh, it's a small club show. And it's like in New York on Easter, So like, and then suddenly I look, it's like, oh, Lance is here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? You don't live. You live 3,000 miles from here.
He just pops up.
And he's just like, yeah, I'm here.
He is.
And they were doing a show the next night. He's like, hey, you going tomorrow? I'm just like, I don't think I can get in tomorrow. He's like, I'll be here. And he's just like, he's He's like Candyman.
He is. I had the pleasure, the great honor of making a television show with him. And one thing that it just occurred to me right now is because we were in that process, I'm probably one of the few people on Earth that has seen him raise his voice.
Wow.
It's now that terrifying.
That I would not want to see.
My goodness.
Because I'll say this, and I say this with love to Lance. Don't think we're not roasting you, Lance. It's always like that's the power of being a quiet guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is when you blow up, everybody's like, oh,
everybody
no.
pays attention.
Yeah. Yeah. It is truly terrifying. The loud people, you're just like, burn yourself out. You're exactly. always loud. You're always yelling.
Like a little baby. You'll be asleep in 15 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Just go cry yourself out and you'll, but when the quiet people lose it, it's like dad is mad at us.
Everybody's buttholes tightened up in the room. It was really something.
And this was the show you did, Comedy Central? Mm-hmm.
New Negroes. You can say it. It's fine.
Okay.
You have the card, Tom.
Look, you can't tell me I have the card. Max said, you got the card. And Max is going to be like, oh, why did he say that? He didn't have the card. See, that would be a trap.
That'd be a bad trap. That'd be a mean. You called him your friend
earlier.
I'd come
here to trick you.
Yeah,
to
be fair. He wouldn't be your friend if he did something mean like that.
I just want to say, somebody in a Cocteau Twins shirt cannot tell me whether I
That's
have
fair.
The card or not.
That's fair.
That's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah, if you're wearing any sort of 4AD artist, you do not have the card.
No Pixies, no Breeders.
Exactly.
Let's just say no shirts from Amoeba in general.
No shirts. Well, no, you can still get shirts at Amoeba that are...
I think it'd be worse if I was wearing a Death Row Records t-shirt and said that, would it not?
Yeah.
That would be worse.
Yeah, you might be right. I feel like I've lived that moment a few hundred times, and I think you're correct. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what has been going on lately?
Oh, man. I just got off a tour. I just drove back from the Bay yesterday where I was doing a bunch of shows for my album came out in October. So we have been on the road pretty much on and off since then. So music stuff's been dominating my mind.
Okay.
Doing shows, making more music. And then playing this little weird Hollywood game too.
That's
always crushing my heart.
Like what would be the music thing you've kind of got locked down?
Yeah.
Well, not even kind of, I'm stringing kind of, you've got the music thing locked down. What would be the goal for the Hollywood thing since you did the show, had a show? What would you like to do now?
I'd like to do that again, but not have it hurt as much.
Well,
I think that's the goal.
Let me know how you figured that out, because I would like to maybe know how to not have it hurt.
I think the invention that might be needed is something called like a heart condom, something like that.
Sure.
If we could figure out some protection.
Some kind of shield to keep it from just opening your chest plate and hurting.
Right.
Dead center.
You know, people like to open your chest up and squat and poo in it, you know, and then close it back up and send you home
and then tell you that they put that, and then we'll say like, but I'd love to work with you on something else. That's always a great thing when they're just like, we'd love to talk about something that's like, we're never going to talk about anything else ever again. And you know, I always thought for meetings, for showbiz meetings, the greatest thing would be is if you go, you get everybody, they have a buzzer, and you have a buzzer, and it's a silent buzzer. But if you find out that both of you pressed it, saying like, I don't want to be in this meeting, so you press the button. They don't know you pressed. Maybe they want to keep the meeting going. They never know you pressed the buzzer.
Okay.
But if they pressed it and you pressed it, then they both light up and you go, hey, we've decided there's nothing to be gained from this meeting.
That's
We're
so
never
cool.
going to work together. Let's each... save ourselves an hour and say thank you so much and best of luck to you in life.
I love that.
And then you just leave. It would be such a gift.
I started, I got really back into it deeply kind of recently. And, you know, I got this management and they're doing great. So they're sending me on a bunch of generals. And I was like, okay, I'll get ready to do the general. I got through two of them and I'm like, I don't want to do this. I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
Oh, I need, ice cream or something. Like after a meeting like that, I'm just like, I'm going to eat garbage now. Mm-hmm. Like, where's garbage? Like, I just look for like that would be the, that would be a great thing to do. You open just a junk food store right outside of a studio where you know the people who just had meetings, they're going to pull in and you give yourself like pitchers welcome. Like 10% off if you just had a general meeting.
Oh man.
Show your sticker, your lot sticker, and you It'd get 10% off.
And then you eat the junk, and then maybe they also have a little pallet you can lay on to while you eat
the junk.
Get an ice pack.
A cot inside of the Jersey Mike's inside of the UTA. Yes.
Yeah. And you just go and you're like, they're like, what will make you happy right now? And be like, oh, like I don't know, like potato chips and some kind of sub. Like they just start naming like Dr. Pepper, and they have everything.
And then they give it to you in a paper bag, and then you cut two eye holes in the paper bag and put it over your head.
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, I like this. Yeah. These might be the ingredients of the heart condom.
We might have been going at it the wrong way this whole time. This is our calling, not to sell things, but to accommodate the defeated.
Oh, that touched me.
Yeah.
Well, that
touched me.
When you're ready, I'm ready.
I mean, also, in the meantime, I might call an album that.
To accommodate the defeated. That would be the greatest thing. That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Now, you had a song about Doom.
I do. Right? That was my guy. I mean, not my guy in terms of like us ever having been friends or anything like that, but he literally made the rap music that lives in my heart in the biggest way. Like, he, like, since 1997 when I first heard him, like,
sure,
this is my favorite guy.
Yeah. Because he, what was his first group again?
KMD.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just like, nobody, like, Doom still feels like one of those people that we have not figured out the whole iceberg. There's still so much under the surface of the water.
It is. I mean, I didn't even know for the first 2 years that I was aware of him that he was even Zev Love X from KMD.
Yeah. Like,
there was just enough world with just the Doom stuff and his approach and the samples and all that. And it's like, what? Wait, there was a whole thing before that.
And then there was like the
King Ghidorah
record and just, and then all of a sudden here are his beats and you hear like what he was doing when he just was cutting up beats on his own. You're like, this guy was doing both sides of the street on this stuff.
Yeah, he's DJ. He's like, a good DJ too.
Yeah. And that, like that Mad Villain record, I know that gets it's like overhyped, but it still has not been properly hyped. Like, that's everybody knows it.
Right.
But it's still, it's worth it to talk about it.
And it's probably one of the few like rap albums that's come out in the last 20 years that gets talked about, like, and nobody has the language for this, but it's talked about for its like artistic value.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's not a lot of rap albums that get talked about that way, because rap is always so tied into commerce
and
how well it does commercially. That, like, it's so rare you get something that like comes out independently and has that sort of staying power.
Because it was kind of like the axis of, like, you know, I guess if you'd call it backpack, or crossed with just like legit big stage hip hop,
right,
is how it felt. Can someone go in my office and get the figure off the top of my shelf to show my Mad Villain figure?
Oh, yes,
it's gonna be nice to I have my But to me, like, look, Mad Lib is like an all time hero to me. So like, I feel like
totally
everybody. Look, everybody loves J Dilla, of course, and they should. but it's like people should also appreciate Mad Lib, who's still here. Everybody likes a dramatic, sad story.
Right.
And the Jay Dilla story is as heartbreaking as it gets.
Right.
But that's like the Hollywood sad version, and people latch on to that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at that. Right. See, here we go.
Got to say, it wasn't on my bingo card to be in here talking about Dilla and Mad Lib, but here we are.
But just to like appreciate somebody who's still, you got to appreciate people in their own time.
And then, when Mad Lib, I mean, if you look at the multiple levels he's working on, like he's doing Freddie Gibbs stuff, he can do Erykah Badu stuff, works with Little Old Me.
song he uses Mad Lib on his new record is my favorite.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
It samples this 1970 Prague song by Czar. Mm-hmm. It's like one of the best samples I've heard in a long time.
That's amazing.
It's very exciting for us.
Yeah.
No, that is so cool. And it truly is a thrill to get to meet you.
Yeah,
and
for
you
to come by. It's seriously. The honor and pleasure and privilege is all mine, sir.
And anytime you want to come by, you got something to talk about or play, you want to play, we have a stage in there. Oh. Whatever you want to do, you tell me.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to spend some time finding out what the options are.
Great.
Yeah.
No, this is a true thrill. And thank you, Open Mike Eagle, for coming by. And Max, now you get to go.
Oh, it's me who picks it? Yeah. I thought it was Mike who picked it.
No, it's the bringer.
Gotcha. Okay. I like this.
All right. This is a tier one. You go to the tier one table.
Tier one?
Yeah.
Great.
Did you know what I'm grabbing? Win? Yes.
Look at that. All right, Jason, can you move out of the camera? Jason. Okay, there we go. We're going to move tier. We're going to tier one. Max is going to go to tier one. All right, here we go.
My goodness.
Here we go. Tier one.
How long have you been here?
We've been here for kind of like May of last year.
Do you like it here?
Oh, I love it.
I don't mean to interrupt your flow. Oh, no. But I was very curious about that.
Is that, look, Max is checking it out. We got a Maddie Matheson cookbook, a Spider-Man No Way Home DVD, Blu-ray, the Sopranos Blu-ray box.
Oh my God!
Yeah, we're not messing around.
That's serious business.
Yeah,
that's real hardware there.
All right, is that what you're taking? All right, congratulations, Max gets the Sopranos Blu-ray, and now the general quality of the prizes plummets.
I see.
I think he got the prize.
He got the golden ticket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but we've been here about, we got here like last May, and we're building it up and got the video going and everything. So it's been amazing.
Amazing.
So yeah, anytime, true thrill, anytime you got something, please come back.
I absolutely shall.
Right?
Pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, same here.
All right. Thanks so much. I'll see you soon.
Now, I'm being told that we got the big guns are out now. I'm being told the big guns are out. What?
He's telling me that this is where I talk.
Oh, we're on now.
Yeah, you're on.
Well, I brought... Hi, Tom.
Hi, Matt.
I brought Rosie the dog.
You brought Rosie the
my
dog.
My celebrity.
And Rosie's handler, Vic Berger 4.
I'm here to make sure she gets there where she needs to go. So
I was trying to tell Vic to get on the mic.
Oh, I thought you were saying,
even though
this,
Rosie
I thought you were saying this is a microphone.
This is a microphone.
Okay.
This is a... I told you about these things. Vic, this is one of them.
Vic is known for on mic on our program.
Remember those microphones I told you about? This is one of them.
There's also
nothing.
These are headphones.
Oh,
I'm not. They're not muffling.
Okay.
It's not an ice. It's not a. It's not a weird ice cream cone. Rosie. Hey, Rosie.
So are you surprised, Tom? This is cool.
I am.
Yeah.
I love Rosie. Rosie.
Oh, there we go.
Rosie don't love me, but I love Rosie.
No, she's going to grow to love you, though.
I don't know. We're getting there. Yeah. Vic Berger 4. And it's so nice to see you.
It's great to see you again,
One
Tom.
Of my favorite people.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you get up on that mic?
Yeah, live it. Yes.
Point it up.
I should know how to do this by now.
Exactly.
But I just don't know how to tighten it. That's the only thing.
This guy in the thing, he's a wizard. He's doing this, that, the other thing. You don't know how to turn a thing.
The basic stuff.
There we go.
Is that all right? Okay, now I'm learning.
Yes.
All right.
Now, if you don't know, this guy, Vic Berger, he does these videos. He's editing a thing. He's making fun of this one, that one. Trump. He's always making fun of Trump. Ted Cruz, look, Ted Cruz, this is what I'll say about Ted Cruz. Do I agree with his policies? Yes. No, of course I don't. He is, I got to admit, when he grew the beard, I was like, this guy is cool.
Things are turning around.
I was like, this guy is one of us. Uh-huh. He's kind of like, he might be in a band.
Right.
He looked kind of like he'd be in a band all of a sudden. Right? Like, what would that band sound like?
Like 70s yacht rock cover band kind of thing.
Sound like
all covers.
Picture him sounding like Firefall, like one of those bands. No, Vic is amazing. He does amazing videos. He's an amazing conceptualist, is how I would call it.
Some people call you an editor.
You're not an editor.
Yeah.
Editing is a skill. It's an amazing skill. It's one of the most amazing skills. It's a skill. Right. You are a magician. You do videos. You've done them over the years. And you came out of Pennsylvania.
That's right. Very close to where you come from.
Yes. Yeah. And you were in Pennsylvania. When did you want to throw your hat in the ring? Because it's interesting when people do things from different angles and they get in different ways. And I feel like the people who kind of, they're maybe a little hard to figure out who they are and what they're all about, but that's the beauty of it, that they reveal themselves over a longer amount of time. You don't figure them out right away. I feel like you're Overlord. Tim Heidecker.
Yes.
You're
right. I asked permission. He said, go ahead. Yes, go to the best show tonight. That's fine. So, he'll be watching.
It was more like a silent.
Yes.
It was just no reaction.
Right. Don't worry, Matt. He's your overlord also.
Oh, yeah. The boss.
Yes. Uh-huh. No, because you both do office hours, which also part of the Forever Dog family.
Yes.
No need to clap.
Okay.
No, because you know what I mean, though. It's like, look, Tim and Eric, they found their way in very unique ways. They had a need to express themselves, and they found the way to do it. The thing they had, though, first was the drive to say something.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I had a very similar thing where it's got to come out one way or another, and you figure out ways to express yourself, and you are very similar in that way. So it makes perfect sense that you would, click so much with Tim.
Yeah, I think so. And we also have like the Lehigh Valley connection. Like we're
both
from
right.
from there. So we have a lot of similar upbringing, mm-hmm. kind of things, things we saw, cable access, kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it came from just like the rage, I think, of like, I don't know what to do with this. Like, I see all this stuff in the news or this nonsense on whatever, the Jimmy Fallon show or whatever it is, you know, and I was like, I don't know what to do with this. So I just like started messing around, like fooling around with the video. But originally it was just because like I wrote songs and I had no way to get people to listen to them.
Uh-huh.
But I found that if you attach a little bit of video, even if it's a still,
that's enough.
With a little bit of a zoom, it's enough to keep them interested for like 2 seconds longer. And it worked.
Yeah.
It and then that's how I got Tim. That's how I conned Tim.
That's how you hooked him.
Yeah, yeah.
You hooked him.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a pyramid scheme.
Right. Oh, totally.
You get him, and then meanwhile, he finds out he owns a condo now all of a sudden. And then you came out here, you joined office hours, it's you, it's Doug Pound, it's Tim.
Matt, to a lesser extent.
I'm thinking on the on-camera thing. Matt, you are the puppet master, the
yes.
The evil genius behind the whole thing.
And yes. You tell us what we can and can't do, yes. I think.
Exactly.
The reality is more of a Rick Rubin not doing much, but taking credit.
It's the illusion.
Right. Yeah, the illusion of.
Yes, sure. Because this Rick Rubin, and first of all, we do a podcast called Rubinesque, which we go through every Rick Rubin production year by year. And we are at, I think, 93 right now, and it's bleak, and it's only going to get rougher with each passing year. The bad years are coming. We're still not. We just got the first Red Hot Chili Peppers record, and it's going to get worse. It's going to get winter is coming, as they say.
You're probably not too far from System of a Down, I'd imagine.
Well, that's when... I wouldn't mind that compared to another Red Hot Chili Peppers record.
Yes.
Wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Anytime I tried that at karaoke, I realized, oh, I don't know that song nearly as well as I thought I did. I don't want to trust in my self-righteous suicide. How long, Father, you have forsaken me. In my eyes, forsaken me. I got to learn it now. Right. Now I got to learn.
You got to do it. Yeah.
If I can learn Bare Naked Ladies 1 week, I can learn Chop Suey by System of a Down. Now, Vic, you spent the summer touring.
Yes.
With Tim.
Yes. Yes.
That was amazing.
It's an incredible experience.
Yeah.
And Tim.
Holding it down on the 88, old 88.
I was doing it. All 88 keys.
Yes.
Yeah. I would do a lot of rolls up and down the piano, get them all in.
Yeah. You ever put your leg up on
the thing? Oh, of course, and the knee. Jerry Lee. No. Yeah.
So the and now Tim is are you joining Tim on this European tour?
I am, yeah.
You are
in less than a month. It's coming up.
Wow.
Yeah. Gonna be out of here.
This is gonna be amazing.
Yeah, bringing it to the world.
Now, how do you turn it off? How do you turn when you get home? Are you just like,
oh
man, I miss the road.
I'm wired. Yeah. Right? I mean, I miss jacked. It. The whole like week we got back, I was like depressed. Just like,
yeah.
So like so much action and everything. And then back and snap into reality.
Vic,
like,
I want to tell you this. Yeah. That's when people OD.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah. Yeah.
They get off the, they don't OD on the road. They OD when they get back off the road because they're trying to keep the thing going.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I remember you. Well, I was posting all these videos of me doing karaoke, and you texted me, and you're like,
Vic's running hot.
Yeah, you're like, take it easy, Vic.
Yeah. You know? Like, slow down, Vic.
Yeah.
Pace yourself.
Pace
buddy.
Yourself. Yeah. That's what
I was like, Vic's running hot.
I was out there doing Neil Diamond karaoke.
I was like, how many times is Vic going to get COVID on this tour?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
At one point, you had three strains of COVID going at the same time, and you're still just like, yeah, you get like a little whiteout on the second line. Or you just have like a negative test all the time. You're like, you pull it out of your, like, your switcheroo. Right. You're like, negative. You're like, wait, two lines is positive? Uh-oh. Yikes. No, it's very exciting. So then that tour is going to take you all over the place.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go all over the place.
That is so cool. Yeah. And one of the other things that is exciting about you, and I say this is on your social media, so I'm not exposing anything.
Oh, yeah,
anything.
Sure.
First of all, Rosie is a heroic dog who was chased by a wolf.
A coyote. Yeah.
Oh, you're rounding down.
Right.
I'm trying to make it more exciting.
Right, I know.
This is what I want to say.
Yeah.
Release the full footage of that.
I will.
Put the real footage in. You guys had to do a thing. You got a guy in a wolf costume dancing around. Everybody's like, you have literally the most exciting footage in the history of footage of this little heroic dog being chased by a coyote. And then you guys are like, yeah, I think I'm going to get in a wolf costume and dance around. It's like, honor Rosie with the full footage.
She doesn't deserve that.
Rosie.
No.
Right, Rosie? Right? You didn't get the footage?
Yeah.
Honor Rosie. But your son,
yes,
you post these videos. This kid's like an amazing bowler.
Yeah. He just like loves.
I am blown. I watch these things and look, people post their things about their kids. I'm just like, bored out of my mind.
Right, right.
I get thrilled when I see you put another bowling thing. Because your kid scoops that ball.
Oh, yeah.
The ball's like half his size.
Yeah, yeah. He's only six, so he's got, yeah.
Six?
Yeah, and he's got this 12-pound ball.
And he's running down the lane, and he spins that thing. It's going, it's got all the spin on. It's arcing. Strike.
Right.
What is his highest score to date?
217.
Oh, my yeah. God. A six-year-old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you... Vic,
it's nuts. Yeah,
you're in the wrong line of work here. You gotta be hustling. You gotta be like kingpin,
right? Totally.
Now, yeah. Be like, yeah. You just be tell your kid like, all right, just act like you never bowled before. Like, daddy, I wonder if I could bet these guys some money. Well, how much do you want? No, that's a stupid idea, Billy. You're like, just call him Billy at the bowling alley.
Right, right.
And then you just like. Be like, what if I bet these guys my birthday money that I could beat them at bowling? They'd be like, well, this is a good chance to teach them a lesson. All right, you want to bet them the $100 you got for your birthday? Fine. He's gonna learn a lesson. You're like, talk to the guys. Yeah. And then meanwhile, your kids strike. And these guys start to realize. You better have a fast. You better have a car that you can
get away.
You can get that. This is a king. Somebody said this is a Kingpin remake. It is.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Be amazing, Kingpin, the next generation.
There we go.
It's like, well, maybe add a little Green Book in there,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
By that I mean it will be terrible.
Okay.
Kidpin.
Oh, that's good.
There you go.
There
that's
it
very
is.
Very nice.
Kid Pin. Thank you.
Nice. Yes.
Spike fan. Kid Spike Pin. Fan. That is unbelievable. So the tour is going to be this spring.
Yeah.
Then what's the rest of the year looking like?
There's something going on this summer too that's can't talk about yet. But so other than that, I'll just be on office hours. That's what I got going on. Right. And got some stuff behind the scenes. You can check out Filling the Void, you know, on Vice mm-hmm. News. And
sure.
Could be hopefully making some more of those coming up soon.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm being told.
You got a real celebrity coming in?
No. Oh, you are the celebrity. I'm being told.
Come on. Give us a scoop.
Give us a scoop.
Ooh, we got a scoop.
Oh, got the clear? Got the all clear on the scoop?
Please give us a scoop.
I'm going to say, you got one?
Oh, one other thing.
What?
What have we got here?
Oh, come on. You know you want to give us a scoop.
Got
to give us a scoop. Let me think what I can. Okay, I could give you one.
Okay.
When I got invited to a fancy Hollywood party.
Ooh,
I like this. I don't remember who he is, but he was the head of, at one time, he was the head of TBS.
Ah.
I don't know who it was. Yet.
Sure, okay.
But we were in his house, and like he's got endless money.
Yeah.
Clearly, you know, loves all the movies and, you know, all sure. those things. And
yeah.
We look into his main living room area.
Yeah.
Above the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
He could have any painting in the world.
Yeah.
It just says art. He just like the big letters ART.
Okay.
And that was it. That's the scoop. So that's a guy. That's
something.
But that's who's deciding what gets, you know, on TBS and what they doesn't get on TV.
The word art written on
art
the wall.
On the wall. Yeah.
Well, I got to say that's less of a scoop and more of just a straight up insult. that's more of an insult.
Okay. All right.
No, a scoop.
What's
is
a
like,
scoop oh, more like?
We're working on a thing. I got a thing going.
Oh, I thought it's like some kind of in like a Hollywood.
No, not dish.
Not a dish. That kind You're of thing. Oh, okay.
Give us. Tell us. Like, yeah, I'm actually gonna be. I'm going after DeSantis now, and this DeSantis well, guy. I don't.
Oh
trust
my goodness.
Him. I don't trust him as far as I could throw him.
The guy with the big boots.
He is. It's always scary when these guys are like weirdly young, also, and you're just like,
yeah,
this guy's going to be around forever.
Yeah, because what is he, like 41, 42 or something?
This guy's like just getting started.
Right, right. years of misery ahead. Yes.
But I've
all right. Like, you don't have a scoop. Matt, no, you have a scoop.
I got a scoop. We just confirmed next week on Office Hour. Ooh. Andy Schauf.
See, that's
going to be in town.
That's what a scoop is. I thought you were looking for
gossip
or something.
You really didn't know that that's what a scoop is.
I didn't know what a scoop is. Now,
and Jamie Loftus this week.
Jamie Loftus is on.
Hasn't been announced publicly.
Okay.
I did see it publicly.
Oh, we did.
You did announce it. So less of a scoop.
Schauf, not yet.
Schauf,
yeah, that's big.
Yes. From Canada,
and I announced our scoop is we have Lou Barlow in next week. And,
that's huge.
Yeah, big time. And I'm working on a couple other people. I got a couple ones that, got some big ones lined up.
Do you want to see if Lou wants to come down to Office Hours on Thursday?
Back and he left. Oh, okay, Los Angeles. Okay. Do I want to see if he wants to come to? Well, that would fly him back.
Come
up, yeah. He's at the airport.
Okay, I get him.
It's very exciting. Somebody's also saying that next Thursday you're on Office Hours. You're going to have Kyle Rittenhouse, which I think.
That was going to be a surprise.
That's cool.
I can confirm.
Right. Rittenhouse in the house.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Rittenhouse. That would be exciting.
We're all Rittenhouse.
In the Rittenhouse.
Yeah. Love it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think he's cool. How he's 19 and lecturing everybody about about life and just like not being a freeloader. Yeah. Meanwhile, all he's doing is just grifting off Republican the teat. He's just like, it's like talking about hard work. A loser. I want to challenge him right now. Rittenhouse, you want to come down to Forever Dog? I'll fight you in the parking lot. Me versus you, Rittenhouse. No, first of all, no weapons, of course, because you're a murderer. You're literally a murderer.
Allegedly. They beat the rep.
No, you didn't. You still shot people. You're human garbage. Allegedly.
Alleged human garbage.
So I challenge you, Rittenhouse, mano a mano. In fact, you know what? Not even no weapons. Swords.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Right?
Have you ever done that before?
No.
You've never held a sword?
Never. No, I've never even held a sword.
What about muskets if he's such a, you know,
he can have a musket and I'll have a sword.
There you go.
Right? I want to just do his, I'll be like Blade. Right? I'll have two of them.
I would like to see this. Right? I'm not going to lie.
Because, you know, Blade, the thing that made Blade so tough is that he's, he had all the vampire strengths and none of their weaknesses.
Okay.
Because he's half vampire. Oh. His mother got bit by a vampire when she was pregnant with Blade.
Okay.
And it's interesting that his name was Blade. Yeah.
Oh, that's purely coincidental.
Uh-huh. I think so. I think if your name was Blade, wouldn't you be like, well, I think I better start looking into some blades.
Yeah.
Right? Or he could have been like, he could have gotten a job at like Gillette.
Right.
And like invented like the Mach 5.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. What are you shaving with these days?
I just have this electric thing that I've been using for years. Okay. And I just like, I don't, not every day.
You get a little scruff there. Yeah.
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 Okay.
But I don't like the close shave kind of thing.
How about you, Matt? You got a nice tight shave.
Yeah, I got a clean one. The Harry's razors.
Harry's.
Oh, yes. The Harry's razors.
Okay. You know when someone's in podcasting when they're just like,
yeah,
my MeUndies, Harry's. You go to their house and it's just like a museum of products that you've never seen in a store.
Yeah.
They have a lot of them in their house.
Like 25 different Squarespace websites.
Different things.
Just everything podcast.
Strange deodorants that are not available. You've never seen on the shelf of a store, but.
A lot of manscaping going on.
Ooh, a lot of manscaping going on over personal. At Office Hours.
Hell yeah.
We wish. We can't get it. That's our message. That's our scoop. Give us some advertising. Mm. We need some ads.
All right. Yeah. Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon, like
Magic Spoon.
That's cereal. You ever had that one? It's good. No, Magic Spoon was good. It was like a healthy type cereal that was kind of sweet.
Ooh,
I liked it.
Okay, right. Check it out.
Here's what we're gonna do now. I'm gonna say thank you for coming in. Thank you, Rosie.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Thank you to Rosie's handler, like the Jack Hanna of the show. The animal handler, Rosie. Thank you so much. Would it be possible for me to hold Rosie for a second? You think Rosie's going to squirm away? Rosie, every time I've held Rosie, she's squirmed away. All right, Rosie.
Thanks, Tom.
Grab her tight. Oh, look at that.
Oh, Rosie. Oh, that's better.
How are you doing? Oh, my.
Oh, Rosie.
Look at that.
Mm. Beautiful. Okay, Rosie. Thank you. Here you go. Go back to Papa. Back to Papa.
The Best Show is produced in partnership with the Forever Dog Podcast Network. The show is hosted by Tom Sharpling and features John Worster, Michael Lisk, Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne. The show is produced and written by Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Michael Lisk, Brett Davis, John Worster, and Tom Sharpling. The Best Show is executive produced by Tom Sharpling, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Co-executive produced by Jason Gore and Pat Byrne, segment producer Michael Lisk. The show is engineered and mastered by Andrew Gleason and Wesley Knapp. Graphic design, video editing, and social media by Brett Davis. Website and technical support by Martine Sellis. And the show is recorded at Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles. Support The Best Show on Patreon over at patreon.com/thebestshow. And follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Best Show for Life. That's Best Show number 4 Life. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.